Marijuana discussion because the Canadian Union of Postal Workers said yesterday it has given strike notice to Canada Post that workers could walk off the job as early as next week. We are joined by Lisa Peterson with Cup W this morning. Lisa, thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lisa, we know the last time we visited with you, the big issue had to do with wage disparity between urban and rural postal workers. We were under the understanding that an arbitrator had suggested, hey, Canada Post, you got to level this playing field. What happened with that suggestion from the arbitrator?
Well, good morning. Thanks. We did have a decision by Arbitrator Flynn on the equity base of gender parity, comparing our rural workers, which a majority are female, and compared to our urban workers, majority are male. Now, that was taken care of to look at a wage parity between those two working groups. So now some issues still remain unresolved and are now going to be looked at through negotiations. The RCMC's are looking for pay for all hours worked, job security, and guaranteed work hours, which are issues that are going to be remaining to be discussed and negotiated at the table.
So the union represents 50,000 Canada Post employees. When would strike action begin?
We've given notice that rotating strikes would begin as early as 12:01 a.m. on Monday, October 22nd, and those locations have not yet to be determined. We did provide more than the required 72 hours notice, and this should give, you know, we're hoping that this gives additional time to get some serious negotiations done at the table over the next few days and including the weekend.
Has it been your experience that Canada Post works to a deadline, that they are more willing to have this conversation, to have serious, quote-unquote, discussions and negotiations when there's a deadline imposed like this?
Well, it seems to have brought that to the table for sure. Our negotiations actually began in November of 2017 with our contracts expiring. This past year, our urban operations expired at the end of January and our RSMC operations contract expired at the end of December. So considering we have been at the negotiating table to some degree since November of 2017, we're certainly seeing that there wasn't some issues, yes, did become resolved over the previous months, but we're left with a lot of major issues at the table, and some of those including our health and safety of our members and asking Canada Post to take a look at the increased parcel volumes that are coming through our mail stream and coming up with a better system to evaluate that work and ensure that our workers have time properly evaluated in their days to get that work done and are properly paid for that work.
The union says that you're looking to avoid inconveniencing the public, but how can you do that if there's going to be strike action?
Well, we're hoping that with rotating strikes, as we did similar back in 2011, there is minimal impact to communities. At this point, again, because we have given more than 72 hours notice, we're hoping the next several days will bring Canada Post to the table and we will be able to negotiate a settlement instead of, you know, possibly leading to job action as of midnight, morning of October 22nd. We're hoping that continued talks will get that serious, and we don't want to have impact to the community, and the idea of rotating strikes will have a limited impact to the community if strike action is, what is led to on October 22nd.
We all know about the increased volume with regard to online shopping and the number of parcels. You referenced it there, Lisa, but something that happened today is also potentially impacted as Canada Post is really the only carrier licensed to move cannabis across the country, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And yeah, that process is going to begin today. And again, to have limited impact on communities, we're hoping that, you know, we'll be successful at the bargaining table over this weekend and we'll be able to deliver all products that Canadians are waiting to receive from our workers.
Lisa Peterson with Cup W, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time and access.
All right. Thank you again. Have a good day.
Lisa joining us from the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. Once again, they gave notice. They have given notice of strike action to Canada Post. Workers could walk off the job as early as Monday if talks do not proceed as hoped. 757 on 680 CJOB coming up after Global.